As I just mentioned, as I left the scheduling conference before, the parties were discussing potential stipulating to a few pivotal dates in the context of a legal question with respect to application of the commission's order. Do the parties have a consensus on that, or is there something more to discuss?
No.
Or?
No. At this point, the division is considering withdrawing our support for the expedited schedule.
Okay.
We think that there may be some facts that might be important to this. We would like the ability to ask a data request or two of each, the company and Ellis Hall.
Yeah. Your Honor, I apologize, but this is simply rehashing the issue that you already decided, which is they're trying to broaden the scope of what we're trying to make. Our question is very, very simple. It is, what did the commission mean when it said future requests for indicative pricing? And what they're holding up on is the argument is, we'll agree to that if this order has no precedential value, which is the strangest thing in the whole world.
Let's just back up for a second here, Mr. Jetter.
So
just before, just a moment here. So this is Ellis Hall's complaint.
It is.
In their complaint, and what they've reiterated here today is that it's a very narrow issue, a legal issue. Help me understand a little bit more about why the division believes that we need to have further fact-finding beyond just those 3 or 4 dates.
Well, if the question simply applies to the issue of whether the phrase in the order, what that means generally, then I don't think that the specific facts of Ellis Hall are particularly important. If the question is Ellis Hall entitled a year later to the same pricing? Is this pricing good forever? How does this pricing apply specifically to Ellis Hall's set of facts? Mm-hmm. Then I think we need the facts in the record to make that determination because we have some concerns outside of just the specific question of the indicative pricing from that order. And specifically, some questions about how long it's good for, the actions of the parties may affect whether we support or do not support use of a specific indicative pricing.
Yeah. And obviously, that can be decided at the time our PPA comes before us for approval. But you have to have an interpretation of the order, and the order shouldn't turn on who the person is that's asking for the interpretation.
Mr. Jeter, I understand where you're coming from. This is Ellis Hall's complaint, though. They can, if they want to have issues addressed with respect to, you know, potential treatment by PacifiCorp in the context of Schedule 38, that's their option.
It is their option, but I don't think they have a right necessarily to go ahead on a expedited schedule if they want to do that without any facts in the record.
But I guess what I'm saying is, in terms of the facts, if that's our question, I'm not sure if I see relevant facts beyond, again,
and
indicative pricing pre, you know, August 16, 2013 order and indicative pricing post. I don't, if they want to expand that, I agree that if it's going to be turned into an issue of basically a complaint against Rocky Mountain Power with respect to Schedule 38, that will require additional time, fact-finding, and a hearing.
Okay.
And the company is fine, yeah, with the schedule that was discussed before the recess, provided that the scope isn't broadened during brief and discovery becomes, I mean, if it is limited to that legal question, the company's fine with the schedule that was discussed before.
Your Honor, we've reiterated it several times. Our scope is simply, what did the commission mean when it said future requests of indicative pricing? And there's only 3 dates that are going to matter: the date we were given indicative pricing, the date of the order, and the date, yeah, they sent out notice that those requests that.
But I just want to be clear, though, and this kind of goes back to your complaint. It's not necessarily what did the commission mean, whether in the context of that language, whether or not Ellis Hall is entitled to the pre August order indicative pricing. Is that not correct?
Well, did PacifiCorp err in its interpretation of the commission's order? Obviously. But that doesn't mean that we are asserting that our indicative pricing, as the division expressed the concern, is good forever. We're not making that request. That's not before the commission right now. Ours is simply, We read the commission's order as saying a future request. We believe our request was not a future request, but a prior request for indicative pricing. That's it. It's not that complicated.
He just said that he does not. It's not a question of him. A question to Ellis Hall of whether or not they're entitled to it forever. He's just asking about the interpretation of whether they're entitled to it based upon that order.
Yeah.
I don't know if I see additional fact finding beyond those dates, unless again, if Ellis Hall wants to expand the narrow scope of their complaint into a complaint within the context of Schedule 38.
I mean, from my perspective, I've reviewed the informal complaint and the formal complaint, which I believe I have, and the three dates that have been referenced, I can find one that's missing, and so I can get that one date, which apparently, from my understanding, is the date of the letter post phase two order from Rocky Mountain Power to all indicative pricing holders. If I can get the date of those that letter, I think I can proceed from my client's perspective.
Is it August 27, 2013? That's the day that I saw in some of the, in just a quick review.
We'll have to confirm with our letter. Right, but that sounds right.
Okay, so if you want to confirm or whatever, and then file something jointly or stipulated, etc. I agree that, I mean, again, based upon this very specific narrow issue, as outlined and reiterated numerous times today, I don't see necessary fact finding beyond those three issues. Again, this is the Ellis Hall's complaint. Okay, so what are the parties' plans for stipulating or introducing those stipulated timing facts?
I think that we can just, we have the other two dates already in our formal complaint and informal complaint. We'll get the third date confirmed, and we'll each put the Rocky Mountain Power and we will just put that date, plug that date into our brief. I mean, I don't think our brief is going to be very long.
We have no opposition to that.
Well, if I can get that date before the brief, so I can maybe include it in some of my discussion.
We should be able to get it to you today.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Unless Rocky Mountain Power and we have different letters, it's going to be within 2 or 3 days, the date of their letter and the date of our receipt.
Yeah, I mean, we can provide the letters that were actually provided for indicative pricing and then the letter that was provided post order in 2013, if that would be helpful from a fact-finding standpoint.
Yeah.
Okay. We can provide those letters to all parties.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Just one other housekeeping
matter. I think before this discussion, there were a couple of data requests that were issued. So do we need to address whether or not there's responsibilities around those? Or do you want,
Here's what I guess I'd say. I mean, as you know, the commission doesn't view data requests or responses unless they're ultimately introduced into evidence. If whoever you issue to them to doesn't believe it's in the scope and they want to object to it, I guess that's what I'd say is that, ultimately it's not going to come into evidence.
Okay.
And so I would say it's probably moot from that respect. I don't really have the specifics of what they are to make a ruling on it, but if there's dispute about that and we need to come back in here and talk about it, we can do that. But I'm just giving you kind of...
I think we can handle that amongst ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, we'd rather reach agreement to not respond to those requests only because we're not doing discovery in this docket. And so if we're not doing discovery, then we shouldn't be obligated to respond to those. However, if the statement of facts and the letters that we provide is not sufficient, we would discuss individually with you any other information you may need.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, I think that's fine. We have authority to ask data requests without a docket too, so we can. Okay. I don't think that information is relevant given the narrowed scope. So
now that we have a briefing schedule that is expedited, etc. The one last thing is you mentioned in your request for expedited hearing that you're looking for a can you help me understand the date and kind of like the need, just because I'm hoping we can accommodate that, but I just...
The date's necessary. There's a couple of things. One is the parties have negotiated a PPA. Mm-hmm. The parties have negotiated an LGA that is waiting for this determination.
Okay.
And the dates under that, require completion by, I believe it's December of 2015. That completion date is also required under the tax credits. Okay. So in order to get the project done by that date, we need a decision by the 1st of May.
Okay. All right. That's helpful. Any other matters of housekeeping?
I just note the company may disagree with some of those representations, but we're not opposed to this expedited schedule. So just okay. for the record,
one. Okay, that makes sense. Anything else? I appreciate everyone meeting on short notice. And with that, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.